and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served in the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047. Taking care of business.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
When you have the anointing on your life to fulfill the destiny of your life, that means favor flows on you and God releases to you everything from heaven and breaks the curse of this world off of your life. See, it's not enough just to be delivered from the law of sin and death, because when you get born again, you've been delivered from the law of sin and death. The problem is if you don't have a revelation of being delivered from the law of sin and death, then you still live by that revelation, so you can be saved but still operate in a worldly mindset and reap a whirlwind of what the world has to offer. That's why you always got Christians always, all the time, suffering through things rather than overcoming things, because they might be saved, but they're not overcoming. Come on now. He said, "I'll bless you." That means when the earth produces thorns and thistles, it ain't going to bother you, because in the midst of all that, I'm still going to bless you. In the midst of the storm, I'm going to bless you. In the midst of the hard time, I will bless you. The ground will provide for you the sweet thing. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. I mean, listen, when you get really in alignment with the call of God on your life, you don't even have to work by the sweat of your brow anymore. I know sometimes when I'm preaching, I get a little sweaty, but you ain't got to work by the sweat of your brow anymore. Come on, huh? When I live by favor, when I live by the assignment of God that's on my life, I'm living under the power and under the anointing of God. And in that empowerment that God has for my life, come on, I wish somebody would just shout. Somebody say, get up, get involved. That means when you're anointed of God, you ain't got to work by the sweat of your brow. Things just come to you because you're being obedient to the Spirit. And that means in your darkest hour, God can still show up and shine bright. Praise the Lord. It didn't even look like there was a big battle, but Cyrus defeated all of it. The Bible says that when Cyrus defeated Babylon, then he began to march. Historians tell us that he began to march across Asia. And when he marched across Asia, he left Babylon with 34,000 pounds of gold. I mean, that's a lot of gold to haul around. Come on, he was bad. He showed up on the war field with his gold. He showed up on the battlefield with all of his jewelry. How many know when you go to battle, you don't take all your jewelry? You take it off. Come on now. He was bad. He said, Cyrus. Come on, Isaiah 45, 4 through 6. He said, for Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect, I have even called you by your name. This is the prophecy of Isaiah 210 years before Cyrus comes. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there's no other. There's no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there's none besides me. I am the Lord, and there's no other. I mean, when Cyrus read that, his brain had to be... When he saw his name in a prophecy from 210 years before, I, the Lord, have anointed Cyrus to conquer the world. And he just conquered the world, and he's reading it. How many know that's got to be something? Please, if you have any inkling to be an atheist, please don't tell me there's no God. Prophecy don't happen that way if there ain't no God. Come on, amen? He said, Cyrus, I put you in this place because I have an assignment for your life. And he said, well, what's the assignment? Well, that was in the chapter before, in chapter 44, that God was going to release the children of Israel out of captivity in Babylon and send them back to Jerusalem to rebuild the city. I mean, that's exactly what happened. Come on, amen. So Cyrus marches into Babylon, takes over Babylon, finds out they're slaves called Israelites, and that he was the one that God anointed to conquer the whole world so he can empower him to release the slaves, the Israelites, back to the city of Jerusalem. So he reads all that in the book, and he goes, guess what? And they said, why? He goes, we got to release them. That's right here in the book. Right where it said, I conquered the whole world, and my name is Cyrus. It says I'm supposed to release them, so release them. Come on, somebody. So he makes an edict for everybody to return back to Jerusalem and rebuild the temple. Listen, some of y'all need to understand today, when you get in the right setting where the anointing of God can be released in your life and you determine to get up and get involved, I just believe there's people in here today God wants to release divine destiny to. I believe. How many of you believe that God's got divine destiny for your life? Come on, amen. Praise the Lord. I wonder if there's anybody in here, your life just ain't made sense for a while. I want to declare to you today that your life is about to make sense. The moment you begin to engage God, get up, get involved. Praise the Lord. I know sometimes you've been walking, it looks like you ain't been walking towards nothing. But all the while, God's been holding your hand because he's got divine purpose for you. Somebody shout, get up, get involved. Get up, get involved, get my plan. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I get tired of going down rabbit's trails in life. Is anybody with me? You get tired of just chasing after nothing? Huh? Chasing after fantasies, what could be, what would have been, what could have been. Come on, huh? I'm ready to live what I was born for. I'm ready to do what God created me for. How many of you wanted to really discover your destiny? Come on. Tell somebody, get up. Get involved. This is what he says in Isaiah 45, 7. He says this. This is God in the prophecy that Cyrus is reading. He says this. I form the light, watch this now, and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all things. Watch this. See, when God says, I'm the one that forms the light and therefore create darkness, he was messing with Cyrus. He's messing with his thinking because in the Persian Empire, they believed in the duality of gods. Come on, right and wrong, good and evil, yin and yang. Come on. There's Christians today that believe in the duality of gods, God and Satan. Come on. Don't tell me there ain't Christians today that believe God and Satan, duality, where there's just an equal, yin and yang, equal. How many of God and Satan ain't equal? Come on. God and Satan are not opposites of each other. Listen to me very closely. Satan is not an equal nor an opposite. Somebody said one time, they may say, well, did God create good and evil? No, God did not create good and evil. He created life and death. He created life, and because he created life, there had to be a death. And when good came, there had to be an evil, or otherwise it couldn't have been good. How many know evil is just a perversion of good? Come on, amen. Somebody said, well, I want to understand how evil got here. Well, the devil took good and he perverted it. Huh? How many know rape is evil? But it's a perversion of something good. Sex is good. Come on, amen. How many know greed is evil? But greed is a perversion of the prosperity of God. Come on, how many know revenge is evil? It's just the perversion of justice. Come on, huh? So what he said was, is I formed light, and because I formed light, automatically darkness was created. Come on, huh? I formed peace, and when I formed peace, automatically, because I formed peace, calamity was created. That's why you get a choice today. You can live in peace, or you can live in calamity. Come on, somebody. Amen. He said, this is what I want you to understand, Cyrus. There's not two gods. There's not three gods. There's not five gods. There's not 30 million gods. There's only one God, and his name is Jehovah God. That'd be me. And I am the Lord God Almighty in battle. I'm the one that divinely destined you to this life. I'm the one that created you. I'm the one that made a plan for you. I'm the one that anointed you. Only me. There's no two gods. It's just me. Come on, amen. Some of us need to understand that this morning. A lot of Christians live with this duality perspective of right and wrong. And it's really not about right and wrong. It's about God. Come on, we quote this scripture all the time. I must decrease so that he can increase. How many know that's not even what the Bible says? The Bible says that I am continually filled as I seek him. In other words, as he increases in my life, then I decrease. Because there's no duality to life. If you seek after God, come on somebody, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Somebody shout things. All these things will be added unto you. The problem is we want to seek things. See, Cyrus discovered what he was supposed to be embracing by reading the book. I know this is very simple today. But sometimes you just need to read the book. That's my second point. You're not just anointed to get up and get involved, but God has a plan for you to get up and get involved. You're anointed, and there's a plan. Somebody shout, there's a plan. Because 2,000 years before you were born, God sent a word into this earth. He sent his word. And his word was Jesus. And Jesus came to take everything broken in this world and make it right. And he said, if you'll follow me, if you'll take up your cross and you'll follow me, I have a plan for your life. It brings us back to this dichotomy thing again. We all want Jesus as a Savior. We want him to come rescue us. We want him to come into our journey, in our life, and put his hand on us and say, it's going to be okay. I made a way for you. But here's the problem. See, Jesus comes to our life. He puts his hand on us and he says, I made a way from you. And then when he does that and he saves us, he turns and he walks. And for most believers, we just don't follow. We let him save us. We let him, we believe on him. We believe in God. Yeah, of course I believe in Jesus. Of course he died on the cross. I'm not an atheist. But we never transfer from being saved to becoming a follower. We never get involved with him. See, when Jesus comes to save us, he's chasing us down. He tags us and he says, "You're it. Now follow me. Come on. I got a plan for you. Get involved with me." You know why nobody don't want to ever follow him? Because it's different than just being saved. We all want to see Jesus as Savior. When Peter stood up in Acts chapter 4 and he said, "This Jesus that you crucified, this Jesus, the Lord and Savior," people got uptight. See, nobody ain't got nothing wrong with Jesus being the Messiah. Nobody has a problem with Jesus just being Savior. Oh yeah, that's great. He's a Savior. Wonderful. But the moment that they declared he is Lord, everybody said, no. Augustus is Lord. Augustus in the Roman Empire, that's Lord. You can't be Lord. Listen, Nero did not pick up hundreds of thousands of Christians and slaughter them in the theaters of Rome because Jesus was a Savior. He did it because they declared that Jesus was Lord. Nero. See, we're spoiled. Can I just be real? We are so spoiled. I thank God, like I said earlier, that we live in this nation, in this country. But the truth is you got brothers and sisters in Christ that were yanked out of their hut this morning in Syria and dragged out in the street and their throat was slit and their blood was spilled. Children. That happened. And all because they said Jesus is Lord. There's a cost to following. There's a cost to getting involved. But when you understand that you've been divinely purposed and called by God, your life will make sense. Thank God for those that went before us and made a way. Thank God. Do you know Nero was so twisted in his head, he burned down half of Rome. He set it on fire so he could blame the Christians. He just wanted to blame them so he could get rid of them because they said Jesus is Lord. Nero took Christians, soaked them in oil, put them up on a stake, and lit them on fire and put them all around his palace and lit them on fire so they could be lamps while he was throwing orgies. And we think we're living in tough times because boys want to be girls? Give me a break. Listen, your life has meaning, purpose. God has anointed you for a divine destiny this morning. If you don't engage it, you'll just exist and be miserable. If you do engage it, you will live the life of adventure and you will make a name that makes Jesus' name great in all the earth. Your reward will be great here and it'll be great in heaven. We can't change the Treasure Coast unless we get up and get involved. Thank God that the authorities in the United States of America ain't coming to light us on fire for being a Christian. You know how blessed we are. We have no reason to sit back. We have no reason to hide our light. We have no reason to be silent about Jesus. I wonder what God thinks sometimes about us in this nation when he's given us so much, anointed us to do so many things. Guys, I'm telling you, God wants to do big things with your life today. He's just wanting you to get up and get involved, take a step of faith, and recognize that you're anointed to live the life that he's called you, and he has a plan for you. It's that simple. It's not complicated. It's us not focusing on our issues and focusing on the Lord. It's Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." Two trees in the garden. two trees. Go all the way back to Adam. There was the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree of life. The knowledge of good and evil was called the tree of death. That means that there are good things too, and evil things on the same tree. This life that you've been called to is not about right and wrong. It's not about what can I put on and what take off, what am I allowed to do, what I'm not allowed to do. Do I have to cross every T, dot every I? It's not about making right choices and wrong choices. It's about living life or death. It's about kingdom living or earthly living. There's a lot of good things in the earth, but if you don't choose to live kingdom life, you'll never realize your destiny. This house, like every individual here this morning, has a destiny. Truth Church has a destiny. This corporate body of believers has a call on it and an anointing to affect change on the Treasure Coast. And it's going to take everybody to do it. Guys, I don't want to be a church that just blew up, blew out, and whiffed out. I don't want to do that. I want to be a church that changes our community. I want to be a people in this house that leave a mark on the Treasure Coast that they talk about 300 years from now, how the power of God showed up. That's what I want to see. If you got anything in your heart like that, and you want to see that, you want to see that in your family, you want to see that at your house, you want to see that in your community, you want to see that with people you care about, stand at your feet this morning. We're going to go to the Lord right now in prayer. Hallelujah. Father, you see everybody in this house that's standing up this morning. Father, I thank you that each one of these people that I'm looking at today, every one of them has a divine purpose in you. I thank you for their destiny. I thank you, God, that today they stand in this room and they're not here by accident. They're here on assignment. And I declare, God, that your assignment for their life, that you empower them to live it. Lord, that they engage it by faith. Come on, stretch your hands all over the room. Say, Lord, I engage my assignment. I'm getting up, getting involved. I'm going to live the life. Help me, Jesus, to live the life. Give me the revelation that I need to fulfill my purpose. That my days will glorify you in Jesus' name. Come on, how many of you believe that today? Come on, slap somebody high five. Say, get up. Get involved. Let's change our city. Love you guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Christian is a premier STEAM-based K-12 grade school. We are now enrolling. At St. Lucie Christian, your child may receive free transportation, free breakfast, and lunch. We are offering free aftercare until 5 p.m. at our new Fort Pierce Orange Blossom Mall location for the 2018-2019 school year. Students in St. Lucie Christian not only have a safe and secure educational facility, but our academic program is well-rounded literature-based STEAM education. St. Lucie Christian students participate in college prep classes, aviation, and robotics tracks, after-school athletics and arts, including full-contact high school football, basketball, cheerleading, and volleyball. St. Lucie Christian is proudly sponsored by NASA Robotics Alliance Program. At St. Lucie Christian, traditional education meets technology, and learning is an inspired adventure. Call 772-405-7077 today to see if you may qualify for financial aid. 772-405-7077.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun that shines.
Awakening.